Live.
Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Centralia head coach Tyler Forsey in week number three and victory number three, 35-0 over visiting Palmyra. Congratulations, coach. Is this the type of game you were expecting out of Palmyra, sir?
Yes, I was. Palmyra is always tough. You know, Coach Miles does a real good job with that crew, and I'm telling you, they may not be the most talented team, but they're going to be the most physical team. And, you know, they came out and proved it again. You know, just some real tough kids. We had a tough time first half, you know.
Yes, sir.
Getting the ball moving and really getting their offense off the field. You know, the score was not real indicative of how the game definitely went. You know, it was 7-0 at half, and it was a dogfight. You know, it was a lot of, you know, battles in the trenches with our O-line and their D-line and linebackers. I thought the linebackers played very well, and we had kind of a tough time picking them up. We made some adjustments at halftime, and, you know, we were able to kind of, you know, get a little bit of breathing room with a few scores late, you know, to kind of break it off a
little bit. Sir, is the linebacker factor what kept the score tight at 0 in the first quarter?
Yeah, a little bit. That and, you know, we did not get them off the field. You know, we didn't get their offense off the field as quickly as what I would have liked. But, again, hey, hats off to Palmyra, and they're a gritty bunch of kids. They're young, and they're going to get better as the year goes on, no doubt about it.
What'd you tell the boys during halftime, sir?
Yeah, I said we just got to keep plugging away. I mean, we made a few adjustments defensively to, again, try to help our linebackers out with their reads and so forth. But, you know, just very simple things, and I'm lucky enough I got a pretty mature group of kids that have, you know, been in enough football games to kind of know how to make their adjustments, and, you know, they all kind of just talked and said, here's what we got to do, and, you know, we discussed with the kids, hey, what are you seeing, what are you hearing, you know, what do you think of this, and, you know, they do a good job giving input, and, you know, it's been pretty beneficial.
Sir, Caden Dunn and Braylon Whistler, you kind of broke them out of the toolbox a little more tonight.
Yeah.
They gave you some good results, I think.
Yeah, well, Caden Dunn has done a great job, honestly, on kickoff and punt coverage. And that's something that a lot of people don't, you know, necessarily talk about. You don't read in the paper, but, boy, he has done a great job. You know, and, you know, Braylon's done a good job, you know, running the ball. He hadn't had as many carries as what, you know, maybe he had tonight. But, you know, he's done a real good job for us. And, you know, our offensive line, again, did a good job of, you know, just kind of establishing the line of scrimmage. Took a little bit, but, you know, we kind of warmed down and started to establish a run. And, you know, if we can do that, we're gonna have a lot of success.
It looked like Ethan Adams found his hands tonight a bit.
Yeah, you know, that was a very good catch. You know, he did a good job keeping his balance and getting it in the end zone. It was a good pass. The pass protection again by the offensive line did a good job. And, you know, we had several guys. You know, Jesse Caballero made a big catch.
Yes,
there.
Sir.
I was real proud of him. You know, he kind of scampered down, got it in the end zone. That was pretty cool. And, you know, Kaiden Wilkerson, you know, he ripped off a long one late. And, you know, that one in the first half, that was also very big for us. So, no, we got some things we need to fine-tune, no doubt about it. But, you know, we got a lot of kids that are focused up and, you know, they want to get better, and that makes it easy on those coaches.
Brookfield, big challenge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you're playing Brookfield, you know, they're not, you know, they're a lot like Palmyra. They're not going to lay down for anybody. They're going to fight. They're going to give us a ball game. They're physical. They're tough. You know, just it's another CCC game, and, you know, we're going to have to play well again to win, and that's just how it's going to go each and every week.
Thank you very much for speaking with Fireside Guard Live, sir. Good luck on the road. Congratulations again on win number three.
All right, thank you.
This Fireside Guard Live video is made possible by the generous sponsorship of Adams Realty, where homes are sold.